Okay, I'm here with Chris Ward-Brown from EMDA, and he's been giving a presentation on low-carbon building and retrofitting. And do you want to tell us a bit about what you've been talking about today, Chris, and what issues have been raised here in Nottingham?
Yes, it's been a very interesting afternoon. There were three presentations given this afternoon. First one was what we know so far about the renewable heat incentive. So Tim Saunders from the EST gave colleagues a kind of brief introduction to that. I then attempted to set the scene for retrofit, so why it's important as part of the carbon challenge, but equally why it's a massive market opportunity for businesses in the region. Obviously, EMDA is a kind of business-focused economic development agency, so that's our responsibility. Mm-hmm. and our focus. So trying to in effect, given our imminent closure, look at how we can use the learning and the investments and the strategies that we've helped to put in place as a in effect a legacy for the region post RDA. Mm. Part of that, or related to that, has been a very interesting social housing retrofit procurement initiative that a group of housing providers in the East Midlands are starting to put together.
Right.
And we have been attempting to facilitate a number of kind of contacts and engagements with them. So Emily Brown from LHA, ASRA, Leicester Housing Group, mm-hmm. Gave a presentation about where they've got to and the kind of issues and that they're facing. And I guess the bottom line of that is they're making slow and steady progress, about to go into a consultation with DEC as part of how the Green Deal might feed into that, and also beginning a journey of conversations with a private sector finance community, so
right.
Talking to finance people. We then attempted an exercise which was designed to assess where Nottingham and Nottinghamshire was on a retrofit maturity agenda, so just what's the level of partnership and engagement and activity and forward plans to actually really make those opportunities come to fruition? If I'm honest, I'm not entirely sure we had the right partners and actors in the room.
Mm.
But I hope and believe that the structured discussion that assessment led to was useful, informative, and I think hopefully will form the basis of maybe further work where we can bring the right partners together, some of whom were in the room, in order to actually start to put together a forward plan for that. So, interesting.
Yeah, and just one thing just to clarify, you're talking about the social housing project that's trying to pull it together in the East Midlands. So, for someone living in one of those houses that would be covered by that project if it comes to fruition, I mean, what kind of practical steps are we talking about? We talk about retrofitting. What kind
okay.
of so typical
retrofitting? I'd attempt a definition of what retrofitting is, and for me, it's about doing something really quite fundamental with the way that a building performs, the thermal performance of a building. So, what does that mean to a householder? Well, it means first and foremost getting the fabric of the building right, and for some properties, that can mean quite dramatic interventions that are quite expensive, and doing that in the right way, doing that so you get it right the first time, because it's not the sort of thing you want to do twice, will require quite a lot of money. And then on top of that, you would blend it with renewable energy things, because that's one of the ways in which you could fund it. So typically, you might imagine that the external cladding of a building might be improved, might end up with solar power, for solar water heating, depending on the property and its age, location, and so forth. But that should lead to significantly reduced fuel bills over the rest of the life of that building, and you know, because it's a better building and it's got renewable and less costly energy generation, micro generation within it. That's the ultimate goal and the ultimate house output for it, really. So moving towards eradicating fuel poverty and doing so in an intelligent way. So that's the challenge they've set themselves, and that's a multi-billion pound challenge if you look across the thousands and thousands of public sector houses. But at least the public sector houses have common landlords who come together to make who will try and make things happen. There are harder challenges in private housing communities, your house and my house probably. Those are harder challenges to fund.